a heartfelt welcome to all. I'm Esther Berkey, the passionate creator behind the book Living Without Fear, which has touched many lives. And I'm the co-creator of the Amazon best-selling Inspired Journeys. If you're eager to explore a world of endless possibilities, you've come to the right place. Know someone who could use a dose of inspiration from today's episode? Feel free to share this podcast with them. And don't forget to stay updated by subscribing to my newsletter, joining me on YouTube, and if you found value in what you heard, kindly leave a brief review or rate it on your preferred podcast platform with a sprinkle of stars. Your unwavering support truly warms my heart, and I'm deeply appreciative of each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. And today, I want to ask you, how worthy do you feel? If you take a scale from 1 to 10, which number do you give you? Is it a 5, a 6, a 7, or 8? If you had asked me this question 10 years ago, I would have answered a 3, 4, 5. Back then, I always felt that other people have much more worth than me. For example, my children, my co-workers, my boss. And based on this mindset, I took care of myself, which meant I put my children and all the other people first. And then I came last because I didn't want to be selfish. I had had so many people in my life I considered being huge egos, and I always judged them, and I told myself, I will never behave like them, never. But feeling my own worth and taking care of myself and my needs isn't selfish. It is a must to be able to take care of others in a good way. If there are days in your life that you don't feel worthy, if you blame yourself for things you've done, and I can so much relate to this because I still do it sometimes, you need to give yourself a virtual hug or a real hug, or you need to look in the mirror and say to the person you see, I love you. Your love. You matter. You're the most important person in my life. Is this difficult for you to do? Do you feel there is something off? It's awkward. It's even silly to do. I can also relate to this. 10 years ago, when I felt down, and when I tried to listen to inspiring and uplifting people, I believed that they were all playing a game, and behind their facade, there was something different. They still felt not loving or worthy, I thought. But what I did, and what I recommend for you, try again. I kept on listening to those inspiring people, and I tried doing their exercises. Sometimes it worked, and I thought, now I got it. I understand the message, and I'll be forever healed from my negative thinking. Until I realized I was down again. I felt trapped again in my negative thought spiral. And I said to myself, you see, you're there again. Those inspiring coaches were wrong. Their methods doesn't work. And I was angry with them and stopped listening to them. But I tried again. And in all these years, I see progress. huge progress. And I'm so proud of myself. I didn't give up. And you can become proud of yourself as well by not stopping the positive work. If you don't feel worthy one day, this hasn't to be for the rest of your life. No, not at all. It's just for this day. You can try better the next day or even the next hour. But you need to be patient with yourself. You need to forgive yourself. I know it's difficult to forgive ourselves. But if you cannot forgive yourself, who else will do it? If you cannot love yourself the way you are, and you are so beautiful, you are so worthy, you are such a gift to this world. You always depend on the love of other people. And this is very tricky, because other people can disappoint you. Other people can withdraw their love from you, and you feel angry or lonely or even devastated. Coming back to the topic worth, observe yourself during the next few hours. How do you do the things you need to do? In which order do you do them? Do you realize, although you're very hungry, that you want to finish your work you've been doing and then take care of your needs? I'm still learning to take care of my own needs first, like hunger, thirst, or sleep. And I'm sure this will be an ongoing process until I leave this world. I could never say no when I was in a nice company with other people and I was tired, feeling tired. I always chose to stay up and enjoy being with others. I also believed I could miss something, a funny game or an interesting conversation. And it could be that those people were talking about me when I went to sleep. So I always wanted to be part of a group from the first to the last moment. Do you know this? Or talking about hunger, do you also wait too long until you organize yourself something to eat? I always did, and it still happens sometimes. But this is also a matter of how much worth I give myself and my needs. And I'm improving from year to year. And how do you handle drinking enough water per day? For example, as a child, I was always thirsty because my parents didn't know back then that one needs to drink more than 1 liter per day. And I was always suffering a lot on our hiking tours in the mountains. My parents took 1 liter of water for 4 people, which wasn't never enough. Nowadays, I never leave the house with a bottle of water. My water bottle is like a part of myself. So I encourage you today to have a close look at those small things in your life which tell a clear story of how much worth you give yourself. Observe yourself for the next few hours or the next day. And if you like, let me know what you discovered. You can reach out to me on Instagram, leave a comment on YouTube, or respond to my newsletter. Thank you so much, dear listener, for spending your precious time with me and being open to learn how to feel your own worth. And I cannot repeat it enough. In case you still feel worthless And nobody seems to like you. I tell you, you're amazing. I love you. And you are a gift to everyone who crosses your path. And please remember these sentences over and over again. Have an amazing day and talk to you next week.